Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
It sure is, baby. Get used to it. We're going to be around for a while. Hello, MG. How are you going this morning?
I am fantastic. How are you? Mate, you've put up well after wasn't such a late night last night because of the, you know, the front bar didn't
No, it was. I've gone straight through. I haven't been to bed.
You look like Steve Smith. You're not blinking. What's going on?
I'm not blinking. Hi, I am looking forward to this morning's breakfast show with MG. What a nutcase. Oh. He's just, isn't it incredible? He's one of the, have you got it there?
Get the audio out, please. For reference.
This is announcing that he's been picked up by an IPL team.
Namaste, India. I've got some exciting news for you. I'm joining IPL 2023. Yes, that's right. I'm joining an exceptional and passionate team in India.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. The words passionate and exciting have never sounded more weird from a passionless man.
For those that know, those are in our vintage, Get Smart was a great show back in the day, and they had an agent who was called Jaime. He was a robot. He sounded like Jaime then as he was explaining where he was going to be next year.
Maybe he's been created by artificial intelligence.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Steve Smith. You know what? Former Australian captains are a weird bunch. You've got Michael Clark running around a park without a top on. And down the other end, you've got a very robotic Steve Smith, who's a former Australian captain, but been reinstated, I suppose, at least temporarily.
Yeah.
They're like swimmers. You know, have you ever noticed that, the connection between swimmers who, seriously, they're all Captain Sensible while they're swimming.
While they're swimming,
and then the minute they retire, hello.
Cocoa bananas.
Next thing you know, they're in the foyer of a hotel in their underpants.
Playing the piano.
playing the piano before they're busting it. You know what I mean? On the still knocks, trying to.
Oh, wow.
You ever look at the run of former swimmers? And they don't adjust to the real world well.
No. But they've had no childhood.
Well, they've had no childhood. They've had no life. Basically, they've been looking at the bottom of a pool for 8 hours a day for the bulk of their life. Then you take that away from them and, hello, time to start urinating in public places. I don't know. Do a bit of poo jogging. And this is the type of things they automatically do. Nipple cripple someone on a long-haul flight. I mean, and the list goes on. Get your photo taken naked except for a fish across your nads. You know what I'm saying? There's a history of nutty behaviour that's particular to swimmers. Do you know how they all say, whenever I interview them, I always ask them, oh, by the way, have you been back in a pool since you retired? And they all go, nah.
No.
Absolutely not. Never. It's like they're working away from a bad dream. Yeah. I feel the same way with baths. I had one once. I didn't like it.
No.
All right, hey, who's on the show today? Ross Noble.
That'll be great.
Yeah,
and I guess you'll be talking up a pretty big game of NRL tonight. You fancy this one, don't you?
Yeah, Roosters taking on the Eels. In fact, the first three games of this round five, Roosters and Eels tonight. And then tomorrow night, you've got the Raiders and Panthers and Rabbitohs and Storm. So three crackers to start round five off.
Tick tock, tick tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
I have been scouring the platforms to see what is ringing your bell out there, tripping your trigger. And what I've come up with is this story by a woman who tried to get her license 960 times and finally got it at the age of 69. She's from South Korea. She's now cruising along. She's finally there after passing her written driver's test. As detailed in a viral video, I wanted to play it for you, but I've only just realised it's all in Korean.
We can still give it a crack if
I'll translate.
Yeah, give it a crack. Let's have a listen.
No,
What she's saying is, I'm an idiot.
Steve Smith should have done something similar with a bit of music in the background.
He needs some music underneath him. So she finally got it on a 961st attempt.
Yay.
It's taken her, I don't even know how many years.
Well, let's just say she was 16 when she tried.
Well, when she first started, she had to get out and crank the engine out the front. That's how long it was. The first time she went for her license, it was on horseback. Do you reckon you'd get, I like her stick at it attitude.
Yeah.
But I reckon about 351, I'd probably give it a
miss. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'd love to know all the fails that she did and what the reasons were.
Can only imagine.
Did you get it first time?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yep.
But did they go, oh, it's Mark Geyer?
I was only, 15 and 10 months, I think, when I could get my P's back in the day. I used to drive around in my mum and dad's Valiant when I first got it, the station wagon Valiant. And what I did was, I realised that mum and dad had a hole in their muffler. So it sounded pretty cool. It sounded like a V8. So I tried to put a bigger hole in it and then stuff the whole exhaust system up.
I must ask my chauffeur how many times he went for something. I like to sit in the back, mate. In fact, if you ever drive me around, don't be offended if I just jump in the back.
Just jump in the back.
and if you would, I wouldn't mind you wearing a little cap. Yeah. All right, well, congratulations to Cha Sa Soon, who on her 961st time finally got the chockies and got that driver's license.
Good on her.
So well done all.